Let's get to Marquette basketball. Now, you probably aren't going to like me if people tell you what I've said. Here's what I say. Marquette's going to the NCAA tournament this year. Should I be saying that?
You're one of the few that would say that right now, I think.
I know you got all new players. They're young players. And I just think as the season goes on, you'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. And they'll be good enough to get in. How much of that is wish? How much is accurate? Take it away, Coach.
Well, to be honest with you, we're still a ways away from even knowing that because we've been together for a couple months now. We still got, one of our key players, Daryl Morcel, has not been able to play 5-on-5 because he had surgery in the spring. He should be cleared by next month. It's still to be determined in terms of how good we can be. But as I've told our guys this week, this is our last week that our guys are here for summer school. One thing that is under our control is aggressively going after being the best team in our league and in the country at improving between now and March.
I've also heard you say about a couple of players, the desire to have them in the best shape of their life. Did I hear that right? Or where does that fit in your pyramid?
Oh, it's so important, Homer. I mean, it's one of those things. I played soccer as a young kid, and so what that did for me as a basketball player is it really gave me a conditioning base where I rarely got tired. Now, I think how hard that we want our guys to play maybe is a little bit harder and high, certainly a much, much higher level than I played at. But, when you can't breathe on the court, like literally you can't get your breath, you can't shoot. You can't dribble. You can't make decisions. You certainly can't defend. So for guys like Justin Lewis, Tyler Kolick, really all of our guys, to get in the best shape they can be in, that they've ever been in, so that they can breathe throughout the game, that's going to allow them to take advantage of the work that they're putting in this summer.